Parshas Bereishis to see how in Parshas Vayechi this parsha brought about a tikkun and a hashlama and a shleimus to everything that's been going on since the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. The last pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, which is right at the end of Sefer Bereishis, is Vayomos Yosef Hayisem Aron b'Mitzrayim, and he was placed in an Aron in Mitzrayim. Is the obvious question on that is that how does the fact that Yosef HaTzadik was placed in an Aron in Mitzrayim, how does that sum up Sefer Bereishis? Sefer Bereishis is a Sefer of the Yesodos of Emunah. So where does one see from the Yesodos of Emunah being discussed in Bereishis that it came to a complete hashlama by Yosef HaTzadik being placed in an Aron in Mitzrayim? What's the connection? Furthermore, on the words Vayisem Aron b'Mitzrayim, so the Sephardim says that the pasuk being madgish by saying Vayisem Aron b'Mitzrayim is the pasuk being madgish that Yosef HaTzadik wasn't placed in the karka. V'loikav ruba Vayisem Aron b'Mitzrayim, v'loikav ruba karka. They didn't bury him in the karka. So the dogish of the Torah is that don't think that Yosef was buried in Karka. Yosef was not buried in Karka. What's the big deal? Was buried in Karka, not buried in Karka. Again, how's this completing? How's this a completion to save vibration? The Baal HaTorim writes that by Yisem Ba'oran Benilus, they put Yosef HaTzadik, as you know, in the River Nile. Moshe Rabbeinu took him out of the Nile. He was wasn't buried, but his Aron was placed in the Nile. And the Baal HaTorim goes as far to say that Yosef HaTzadik is Gematria, Yosef is Gematria Nilus. So obviously we have to work out the connection between Yosef and the Nile. And again, what is the Hadgosha over here? What are we trying to be madgish by saying that Yosef wasn't buried in the Karka, he wasn't buried in the Ofa? The beginning of Sefer Vayechi, when Yaakov comes to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, there's this story that Yosef seems to think that Yaakov Avinu is getting confused between Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim happens to be the younger one, Manasseh is the older one. And why is Yaakov putting his right hand on Ephraim and not on Manasseh? And Yosef tells his father, he tries to correct it. Obviously Yosef knows that Yaakov Avinu doesn't do anything out of coincidence. So therefore, what was Yosef's havamina? What was the vikuach going on over here? Whether his right hand should be on Ephraim, which was Yaakov's choice, and Yosef's choice was that his hand should be on Manasseh. No. But the answer to all this is that the new mahalach that we haven't discussed the chlal yet. And it's a new, entirely new mahalach that's going to take us through Sefer Bereishis to find the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. How all the inyanim of Parshas Bereishis were brought to their completion and tikkun in Parshas Vayechi. In other words, we know the beginning of the Bereishis is the story of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden with a nachash, with a chet, with a sin. Adam being sent out of Gan Eden, and the world plunges into a world of no tikkun. The end of Sefer Bereishis must be Yaakov or Adam Rishon being brought back into Gan Eden with a shleimus hatikkun. Where is that? So we're going to divide three parts. This is going to be in one of three parts to see how the whole Ishtalshlis at the end of Bereishis is in fact the whole story of Gan Eden and Parshas Bereishis all the way back again, but this time through the Tikkun Achet of Adam Arishon. What do I mean? Paroi, we're going to see, is a remez to the Nochash, to the snake who's in Gan Eden. Mitzrayim corresponds to the Bechin, the land of Mitzrayim is the Bechin of Gan Eden itself. And Yaakov and Yosef, Omerames, you found us? Ben Yaakov and Yosef, the brothers, their Merames to the Tikkun Achet of Adam Rishon and bringing Adam Rishon back into Gan Eden, bringing Gan Eden back into the Matzav the way it was before the Chet. So these are the three parts that we're going to be discussing. Pare being the Nochash, Mitzrayim being Gan Eden, and Yosef and Yaakov being the Tikkun Achet and bringing Adam back into Gan Eden after having been sent out. Being the Tikkun Achet, fixing up, right, rectifying. Oh, let's begin and let's explain. Haroi is the Nachash of Gan Eden. And then it says in the first Pasuk in Yechezkel, where the Pasuk says in Perek Choptes, Koyama Hashem Elikim, Hinin Yalecha, Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Hatanim, Agodol, Horoivetz, Petoich, Yoirov, Hashom Ali, Oiri, Arvani, Asisani. Paro is compared to a tanin, a snake, a serpent. The Medrash says in Shmois, at the beginning of Shmois, Ma Ra'a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahakish Malchus Mitzrayim, L'Nochosh, what made HaKadosh Baruch Hu compare Mitzrayim, the Malchus, Paro is Mitzrayim to a Nochosh, Ma Nochosh Ma'ukam, just like a Nochosh is crooked, Ma Malchus Mitzrayim is Ma Kemis Rachel. Malchus Mitzrayim is also crooked, L'Fichach Ha'ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, K'shem Shah Nochosh Ma'ukam, Af Parim Ma'ukam. He's not straight. You see the connection clearly between Paroi, the Chlal, and a Nochosh. Paroi's behavior, we find comparisons from his behavior to the Nochosh's behavior in Gan Eden. We know that in Gan Eden, the Nochosh told Chava, "The Yisem Kelekim Yedei Toivera. You are going to be like Bechina VaKadosh Baruch Hu." And that's exactly what Paroi said, Li Oiri, Vania Sisani, says the Radak Ania Sisi Vitikanti Li Hayor. He makes himself into a god, as we know. That's the Bechina of the Yisam Kelekim. We know that Adam, the Nochosh and Gan Eden had a plan to kill Adam and to marry Chava. We know that Avram came down to Mitzrayim, Paroi has a plan to kill Avram and to marry Sorrow. So we see that Paroi's behavior is also is the same behavior as the Nochosh's behavior. So that's Paroi and the Nochosh. We can go even further. At the beginning of Shmois, Aaron HaKohen is sent to make this, or Moshe is sent to make this ois with Paroi to take a staff. V'matel Aaron, kachas matcha, take the staff, v'hashlich lifnei Paroi, throw it to Paroi, yehil sanin, and the staff will turn into a snake, into a serpent. What was the remes to Paroi? What was the message to Paroi taking a mater and turning it into a nochosh, into a sanin? But the answer can be explained of the famous Chazal in Sanhedrin Nun Testament Beis, where Chazal say that before Adam Arisha, before the nochosh sinned, the nochosh was the most impressive of all the Balei Chayim. The Maharsha explains the Gemara over there by saying the following. I'm reading out the Lashon. Be'emes kol ha'nivraim nivru l'tachlis ha'adam. All the nivraim were created to serve Adam. Omnam ha'nachash hoya mitzad b'riyosai ha'shamesh ha'nivcha mikulam. The nachash was the nivcha mikulam. Shuoya memutza ben Adam sha Balei Chayim. He was like a mamutz. He wasn't really a Balei Chayim. He was almost like an Adam. He was a mamutz, and in between an Adam and a Balei Chayim. So Ayala Raglayim ka Adam. The Nochash even had Raglayim. The Nochash was the closest Meshamesh to the Adam. When we talk about something being Meshamesh to an Adam, is you talk about a staff. The closest a person can have, the closest Meshamesh is the staff that a person uses that he walks with. That is what the Nochash was. As a result of the Chet, his legs were chopped off and he became a Nochash. So you see that the Nochash, the staff, the matter turning into a Nochash is exactly what happened to the Nochash in Gan Eden. He was like a staff, he was Meshamesh to Adam and he was punished and he became the Nochash the way we see a Nochash today. So that was the message that Aaron HaKohen was showing Paroi. Paroi, you're the Nochash. You remember what you were like the last time you started on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You remember what happened to you? This is the last warning. He was reminding Paroi what happened to the Nochosh in Gan Eden, from being a staff to becoming a Nochosh. That's exactly what he's warning Paroi, because Paroi himself corresponds to this staff. To the Nochosh. Maybe that's explained one part of what we're saying. So to show you that Paroi and the Nochosh is Hainu Hach. At the beginning of Bereshis, he's called the Nochosh. At the end of the Bereshis, he's called Paroi. If that's the case, then we can move on. And we can turn to the next piece. Part 2, Mitzrayim is a Bechina of Gan Eden. How do we know Mitzrayim is a Bechina of Gan Eden? The Pasuk says so. First of all, Vayitah, we can go back all the way to Parshas Bereishis. Vayitah Hashem Elokim gam be'eden mikedem, vayosim shom es ha'odam asher yotza, vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min adom ha'kol etz. The whole story, what an Eden looks like. Now, v'nor yotze mi'eden l'hashkes es ha'gan, there's a river that came out of Gan Eden to feed, to water the gan, mishom yiporet v'hoyo la'ar bo'o roshim. Then it divided into four. Shem ha'echad, the first one mentioned in the Torah, was called Pishoin. Says Rashi, Pishoin hu Nilus Nahar Mitzrayim. The first river, that sort of the first division that came out of Gan Eden was the River Nile. Baal Shem Shemim of Mizborchin, and the oil and a mashkin of Saharit, Nikra Pishoin. It was called Pishoin because the water of the Nilus, the Nile, used to flood and used to water the ground, the land. Why was it called Pishton? Shumagadel Pishton. Pishton is like Pishton, and that's what it says by Lagavim Mitzrayim. Or if they pished him. So you see that the Nilus, that waters Eretz Mitzrayim, originates directly from Gan Eden, from Gan Eden itself. Later on, in Parshas Lech Lecha, again the Pasuk, we see a comparison between Mitzrayim and Gan Eden. Vayisa loitis einov. Vayaes kol kikar ayaden ki kol amaske lefnei shachis Hashem etzdoim etzamoira kegan Hashem keeretz Mitzrayim boyachotroya kegan Hashem keeretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says on this pasuk kegan Hashem kein eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says it in Bamidbar perik tazvav pasuk tazvav. So you see that Gan Hashem is Gan Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is a potential Gan Eden. If Eretz Mitzrayim is worked through properly, then Eretz Mitzrayim is bringing a tikkun for Gan Eden. It's Gan Eden. So we've been through already saying that the Paro is the Nachash, and therefore Paro is the Mitzrayim the same way as the Nachash was in Gan Eden. Paro in Mitzrayim is the Nachash in Gan Eden. Now, Let's go straight through to the Avodah of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, and then we'll be able to see how later this Avodah was Mitukan, where it went wrong, and where the Tikkun was. What was the Avodah in Gan Eden? What was Adam HaRishon supposed to be doing in Gan Eden? So the Pasuk says in Bereishis, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezvov, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam Vayanicheu beGan Eden Leavda Ulashamra. And Chazal Dashim from there, Leavda is Mitzvah Saseh, and Leshamra is the Mitzvah Lo Saseh. In other words, Adam Rishon and Gan Eden had the Mitzvah Saseh and the Mitzvah Lo Saseh. And we know that Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Saseh corresponds to the famous Avodah of Sumei Ra Vaseh Tov. Lo Saseh is the Sumei Ra, and Mitzvah Saseh is the Aseh Tov. That was the Avodah of Adam Rishon and Gan Eden. To stay clear from Ra, Sumei Ra, and to be Isaac to busy himself with Toiv, with Aseh Tov. And therefore we know for that, because that was a twofold Avodah, there was two famous trees in Gan Eden. One was the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'Rat, which from there one could fall into the Ra, could get entrapped in the Ra, and everyone had to stay clear of that Eitz Hadas. And then there was another tree called the Eitz Chaim, which the Eitz Chaim was the Aseh Tov. As we'll mention later. So for the Avodah of Sumei Ra Aseh Tov, there was the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Hachayim. What was the Ra that was represented in the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra? Is the Ramban brings already that this Ra was a Ra of Taiva. The Ramban brings, the Abarbanel brings, that the more one eats from Eitz Hadas, the more a Taiva for Aroyas, etc. So therefore the Ra of the Eitz Hadas was a Ra that could lead to Taivas Rois, and Eitz HaChaim was the Koyach to cling to the Eitz HaChaim, V'atmat Vekim Hashem Alekechem Chaim Kulchem Ayim. So that was the Avodah. Stay clear from Taiva and cling to the Toiv. That was the Avodah L'Shomer that Adam Rishon was given, the task that he was given in Gan Eden. Now, the Nachash, we know, pushes towards the Eitz Hadas. We know that the Nachash, his whole plan was based on the fact, as we mentioned earlier, that he saw Adam and Chava having Tashmish and Nisavelo, and he had a Taiva. The Nachash represents the Taiva that comes out of the Eitz Hadas Toivara. And never the Nachash pushes one. Nachash is the Yetzer Hara that pushes one towards the Yetzer Das, the Taiva, the Yetzer Hara. Similarly, we know Mitzrayim was also the Makar of all Taivas, like Yechezkel says in Perek Chav Gimel. And in the Torah of Koinem it says, Mama same shall Mitzrayim stufim begila royes, and all the various types of gila royes that's mentioned over there in the Torah of Koinem. So we see that the Nachosh in Gan Eden that was pulled towards Taivas royes, that's exactly the same as Mitzrayim being Makulkal later on from those same Taivas that originated from the Nachosh in Gan Eden. Is the Mitzrayim was under the Hashpah of Paray, represents the Nachosh in Mitzrayim with the same Taivas, all from the Eitz Hadas. So the Mitzrayim that we know later in Sefer Bereishis was the result of the influence of the Eitz Hadas. Adam Rishon's Avodah was to stay clear from that influence and to cling to the Aseh Tov. He persuaded Adam and Chava. They ate from the Eitz Hadas and they were niskalkel. Instead of clinging to the Torah, to the Eitz HaChaim, they cling to Taiva. And therefore Adam and Chava were punished. And that's the next part of this shir. There were three basic punishments that Adam and Chava were punished. Number one, Chava was punished that it's going to be difficult pregnancies. Harba arba tzvoinich, heroinich, be'etzav tal dibonim. Number two, Adam Arishan was punished with two punishments. The first punishment being Arura Hadoma. The land's not going to grow properly. Be'etzvoin techal nakoli mechayecho. You're going to work hard and the land won't produce properly. You're going to have to work hard to earn a living. It's all part of the same oinish. And the second punishment that was handed to Adam was ki ofa ato velofa toshuv. He's going to have to die. So these are the basically three punishments that they were punished in terms of difficult birth, pregnancy's birth, land's not going to produce, and man returns to the dust of the earth. That is basically our sum up of the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. The Avoida and the Kilku. If we said earlier that the end of Sefer Bereishis has to see the tikkun of all this, so then we have to see the end of Sefer Bereishis. Number one, whoever represents Adam HaRishon has to stay clear from the Eitz Hadas. Meaning, he has to fulfill the mashlim, the avoida of sur meira, by keeping away from the ra, keeping away from whatever the ra represents, whatever the Eitz Hadas represents. And then when that is clear, when one has achieved the shleimus of sur meira, then the second avoida of Aseh Tov. So the end of Sefer Bereishis somehow has to see the both avoiders of sur meira and Aseh Tov reaching their shleimus. And that is going to Keilu allowing Adam HaRishon back into Gan Eden and bringing back the Matzav to the way it was before the Chet. Yosef HaTzadik was the first one to go down to Mitzrayim. And therefore Yosef HaTzadik, as we'll see, his task was to fulfill the Avodah B'Shleimus of Sur Mira. And we discussed that already a few times, that Yosef is the Bechina of Tikkun HaBris, Bris Mila. And Bris Mila goes against Taiva. We know that when the Moil takes off, the cuts off the Orla represents the Yetzer Hara, the Sur Meira, you take it off. That's the Avodah of Sur Meira. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik represents, being that he's the Tikkun HaBris, the Tzadik Yesod, Midas HaYesod, as we discussed. So therefore Yosef HaTzadik has to go into Gan Eden, and he has to repair the Metake in Avodah of Sur Meira. When that is Mitukan, then we can move on to the second Avodah in Gan Eden of the Aseh Tov. But before we go on to the Aseh Tov, let's begin and go in order with Yosef HaTzadik going down into Mitzrayim. In other words, if we want to say it in using other words, we have to say the following. Yosef has to go down into Mitzrayim and make Mitzrayim into the potential Gan Eden that it really could be. When Paro is there, when Paro is the leader, then it's not Gan Eden, it's Mitzrayim. And that's the kilkel of the Eitz Hadas. That's what Mitzrayim looks like. Mitzrayim looks like the aftermath of the kilkel of Gan Eden, when Gan Eden became Mitzrayim. Yosef has to make Mitzrayim look back again like Gan Eden. He has to bring out the potential of Gan Eden that lies in Mitzrayim by taking away the kilkel of the Sur Meira am bringing about the Asay Tov. So Yosef has to now, on his way down to Mitzrayim, make Mitzrayim into Gan Eden. He has to begin that avodah. And this we see in the most fascinating way. Because when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk, the brothers sold him, they saw the Orchis Yishmael in the convoy of Arabs coming. And Rashi says, who cares what the merchandise the Yishmaelim were carrying? Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that they were carrying Basamim? So you know the famous Rashi that usually they used to carry paraffin fuel, which has a bad smell. When Yosef Tzadik goes down to Mitzrayim, he shouldn't go down in a convoy carrying paraffin and fuel, but Basamim. Is everybody, I'm sure you've heard this question at least 100 times already, what does Yosef Tzadik care? He's been taken as a captive down to Mitzrayim. Is it going to ease him so much? He's going to say, oh, now there's Basamim in the convoy, now it's really worthwhile for me to go down as an Eved to Mitzrayim. What does he care? He's down in the dumps of being deserted by his brothers. But the answer is that we know that Besomim is a Reach Toiv. And at the end of the Shir Shirim, at the end of Megillah Shir Shirim, on the Pasuk of Hal Horei Besomim, says the Medrash Rabba there in Shir Shirim, Perek Ches, Ke Besomim Zu Gan Eden Shekula Besomim. Gan Eden is the Bechina of Besomim. And remember, it's Gemara in Brachos as well. Zohar Kodesh brings down as well that Bizman Sheruach Tzofin Min Hashevetz B'Chatzi Alayla. You know from the Gemara Brachos that the northerly wind blows B'Chatzi Alayla V'Hakodesh Baruch Hu Nichnas B'Gan Eden Kod B'Habesomim V'Chol Ha'elonish B'Gan Eden Oilim Reichom U'Mezamrim Lefanov. Gan Eden is the Reach of Besomim. And therefore we know that when Shabbos goes out, we have to smell Besomim, because we spent Shabbos in Gan Eden. We spent Shabbos in Olam Haba. Shabbos leaves, we have to smell the Besomim. Gan Eden is the oil of Hanashomet. And the Neshomet is Nene from the Reach. That's why the Gemara says in Brochus that Ezer Dover, Kulan Ezer Dover, Shanashomet Nene is the men of Eina Guf Nene is the men of. What is the Hano in this world that the Neshomet enjoys but not the Guf? That's the Hano of the Reach. And therefore, when Yosef HaTzadik is going down to Mitzrayim, there's a very profound message that he's going down to Mitzrayim smelling Besomim. Because the Psalmim introduces us not to Mitzrayim but to Gan Eden, and that is Yosef's task, going down to Mitzrayim to make Mitzrayim into the potential Gan Eden. When Yosef gets down to Mitzrayim, then he's got to begin work already straight away. He's got a tikkun to do. He's got to be masakin where Adam went wrong. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, and we said eating from the Eitz Hadas means taiva. As soon as Yosef's down into Mitzrayim, it wasn't long before he has a Nisayon. And this Nisayon that he has with the Eishes Potiphar is a very important Nisayon. It's a makeage or breakage of Mitzrayim. It's either going to set Mitzrayim into Gan Eden and Adam Rishon back into Gan Eden, where he was sent away from, or it's going to repeat the Chet of Adam Rishon all over again. And it's the most unbelievable medrash in Bereishis Rabba on the pasuk that says, "Va'yemoyin Yosef HaTzadik refused tabs nus with her." Va'yemel Eishes Adoinov, Hein Adoini Loyoda Ma Iti Loyoda Iti Ma Beboyes Cholash Yesh Le'Nozeh Nosem Beyodi. The medrash says the following on this pasuk. It's worth looking up. The medrash Rabba is in Perik Pei Zayin. Oisei. Says the Medrash, what did Yosef HaTzadik mean when he said to her, "Hein Adoni Loyoda Iti Ma Beboyes"? Says the Medrash, "Omar Lo." Yosef says to the Eishes Potiphar, "Miss Yori, I'm scared. Why? Uma Adam Harishon Al Mitzvah Kalon Itzav. Adam Harishon was commanded on one mitzvah, Va'avar, and he transgressed. V'Nitrat, he was sent out Migan Eden." I wonder how Eishes Potiphar took to this excuse of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef says to Potiphar, "You know why I can't have znus with you? Because Adam HaRishon had an assign and he fell. I don't want to fall." Who's he talking to? He's talking to an Eishes Potiphar. Talking to an Egyptian wife. What's he talking about Adam HaRishon? What does she know about Adam HaRishon? You think in Egyptian history classes they taught them about Adam HaRishon? What's he talking to Eishes Petifa now about Adam Rishon for? But according to what we're saying now, it's unbelievable. Because that's exactly the Nesoyin over here with the Eishes Petifa. Is the Bechin of Adam Rishon, is the Bechin of the Chet of Adam Rishon going to occur again? Or are we going to start beginning to avoid of Tikkun over here? Yosef HaTzadik realizes, he sees a vision of Adam Rishon before and after the Chet, and he realizes that this Maisa, if he does it, he's Mekalkeling all over again. If he doesn't do it, he's inviting Adam Rishon back into Gan Eden. He's elevating Mitzrayim to become Gan Eden. And Evetz Yodua, that Yosef HaTzadik saw, who did he see? What stopped him from doing that Vera? Suddenly a vision of somebody's face came. Whose? Very good, his father Yaakov. And the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, that Pezayin, the Shufrei de Yaakov, Kein Shufrei de Adam HaRishon, which means that Yaakov looked like Adam HaRishon. So when Yosef HaTzadik saw this vision of Yaakov, who was he really seeing? Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, the Bechin of Adam HaRishon came to him and says, don't do that chet. You have a golden opportunity to bring the whole Bria and myself, says Adam, back into Tikkun. Don't do the chet, and that saved Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik didn't do a chet, and because he didn't do the chet, he began the avoid of bringing them back into Gan Eden. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make for Adam and Rish, Adam and Chava after the chet? Clothing. But Yosef HaTzadik doesn't need the clothing anymore. They only needed the clothing as a result of the chet, because of Taiva, they have to cover themselves. But Yosef HaTzadik has just withstood this Nisayon. And therefore, what happened? The Pasuk says that she, very good, she grabs his clothes away. But this will say, the big doy, Lemosh, Shichmoimi, she grabbed him by the beged. What does it mean, she grabbed him by the beged? She grabbed him by that beged that was required after the chet, and she wanted to lead him to do the chet all over again. But Yosef HaTzadik ran out, Vayonos, Vayetze Achutso. And he left the clothes behind to show that this was the tikkun, and therefore the bechin of Adam Rishon, bechin don't need that begodim anymore. He ran, because running from ra, a person has to flee. So may ra, a person has to run from the ra. Oh. So Meila, that's how Yosef HaTzadik has begun the avoda, and he was mekayim the chelik of avoda in Gan Eden that was called sor may ra. What about the rest of Mitzrayim? The rest of Mitzrayim was still heavily under the influence of Paroi, of the Nochosh, of the Eitz Hadas, Tov Ra. So here we have a picture of Mitzrayim. The country Mitzrayim, Paroi and the nation, they represent the Kilkul of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. They're all terrible Bali. Taiva, the most immoral country, clinging to the Kilkul of the Eitz Hadas. And then you have Yosef HaTzadik, on the other hand, who's Metaken and who's busy with the Avoid of Sumira and succeeded in the Avoid of Sumira. So to make a long story short, that's how we can understand that even though the Egypt should have been a prosperous country because they didn't need rain, they had the Nile, but the 7 years of famine came about in Mitzrayim. And the only one who had food, and the one who owned all Mitzrayim and everything that was growing in Mitzrayim, was Yosef HaTzadik. Here you see the sharp contrast between the world after the Chet of Eitz Hadas and the world before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Because we know that one of the punishments that was given was Koitz V'Daz Dat Atzmiach. Things are not going to grow. Things are not going to grow. That's exactly what Mitzrayim looks like. The years of famine in Mitzrayim were the direct result of the Chet of Eitz Hadas, where it's not going to go, because they represented the Kilkul of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Yosef HaTzadik has done his part in the Tikkun, and therefore for him everything grows. Everything in Mitzrayim belonged to Yosef. Everybody had to go and come and buy food from Yosef. This represents Adam Rishon before the Chet, where everything belonged to him. You all know the famous Rashi and the Pasuk in Vayikra. Now Adam, right at the beginning of Vayikra, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban Lashem, says Rashi. Why does it say Adam ki yakriv mikem korban? Says Rashi, because ma Adam harishon loy hikriv min hagezel shahakol hoya shaloy. Adam harishon in Gan Eden wasn't makriv from gezel because he couldn't steal anything. Why? Because it all belonged to him. There's nobody to steal from him. It was all his. So the Pasuk says, Avatem, you mustn't be makriv min ha-gezel. So you see that Adam is a symbolizes the idea that everything belonged to him. Everything was in his rishus. Here in Mitzrayim, everything belonged to Yosef HaTzadik. Everybody had to come to Yosef HaTzadik to get something. So they had nothing of their own. Nothing grew. All the produce went rotten. And Yosef's grew. Yosef's grew, like in Gan Eden it grows. That's the sharp contrast between Yosef, the life of Yosef and the life and Mitzrayim. The life of the Chet of the Eitz Hadaas and the life of before the Chet of the Eitz Hadaas. Yosef tells them, whoever wants food, you have to be misakin yourselves. Food, you got to clear the Oynish of Gan Eden. And if the Oynish of Gan Eden came about because of the Taiva, if therefore Yosef said, whoever wants food, that's to be Mekayim, it's Bris Milah. Because Mrs. Bris Milah is so mirah, as we said earlier. If you are Metakin, Mitzrayim, if you are Metakin, then there's going to be food. Then you're back to Adam Rishon, Fneachet, and then everything grows. But you can't remain with a kilkel of the Eitz Hadaas and expect to have food as well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already punished them in Adam in Bereishis, that he's going to have to work very hard for food and things are not going to grow. So there, Yosef is telling them, you need tikkun, you need to be metake in the Eitz Hadaas, you need so meira, mitzvah smila, take off the arla, sor, take it off, take off the ra, take away the yetzahara. That's what has to happen. That's the beginning of the tikkun of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim has to become a Mitzrayim of moilin, of circumcised people, in order to bring back the hashpah to Mitzrayim. The tikkun of Mitzrayim, when Mitzrayim becomes Gan Eden, is the tikkun of Somera, and that's where the whole Mitzrayim has Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. And therefore, Agav, by the way, we understand Lefizeh, what the Tfiyah on Moshe Rabbeinu was, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way to Mitzrayim. It says, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Shemois, Vayi Baderech Bamaloin, Vayi Gusheyu Hashem, Vayi Bakish Hamisoi. Moshe Rabbeinu nearly died. Why? Because he didn't circumcise his children. And what came and almost bit Moshe Rabbeinu to death? A nachash, a snake. And quickly Tzipora took a stone and she was Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. What's the union? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu going to have such a harsh oynish? Because you're coming to Mitzrayim without Mila? The whole tikkun of Mitzrayim is through Mitzvah Mila, to take away the Somei Rav, take away the kilkul of the Eitz Hadaas, to make Mitzrayim into Gan Eden. You're coming to Mitzrayim without Mila? Then you're the nachash. Then what's the difference between you and the Nochosh if you're coming with a kilku without that void of Sumera? And therefore the Nochosh came and was going to punish Moshe Rabbeinu Midah Keneged Midah. Let's move on. Yosef has two children. Ola Yosef Yulad Shnei Bonem Meterim Tovay Shnas Arav Asher Yoldaloi Osnas Bas Boitifera Akoinoi Vayikra Yosef Shema Bechor Menashe Ki Nashani Elekim Es Kol Amoli. It's called Esavi. The same is Shmuel is the son of Abdinezer. He explains the difference between the names of Ephraim and Asher, the Ki Ephrani and the Ki Nashani. He says the following: Hine Menashe Nikra Al Shem Ki Nashani Elekim Es Kol Amoli. And he quotes Rashi on the pasuk of Elo Ro Amol Bi Yisrael Shoha Veira Nikra Amol. Leira Amal Bisrael, Avera is called an Amal. So when Yosef says, Kineshani Elekim is Kol Amali, says the Shem Yishmol, Vahainu Shedocha Kol Kach Bechinas Hora Me'olav. Yosef Tzadik pushed away all the Ra. At Shekol Ha'inyin Sheyesh Avera Bo'ilam Nishkach Himenu. Any Ra that was in the world was forgotten from him. That was the Tachlis of Somei Ra, explains the Shem Yishmol. That's why it was called Kineshani Elakim Meskol Amoli. Hashem, through Yosef's Avoida, Yosef took away all the Ra. That's the Tachlis, that's the Somei Ra that we've been discussing. Hashem Hasheni Kor Ephraim explains Avnei Nezer. Kifrani lekim beretz oni. V'hainu af beretz oni shahoyu lo yastoros v'chashkos. Even though he had a lot of nesiyonos, mikom mokem gam sham paroi v'rova kedusha etzloi v'zeh moira shahoyu etzem toiv v'lira. Ephraim is al shem the toiv, the asay tov, and Menashe is al shem the sor meira, which Yosef Tzadik excelled in. Mamela, therefore, that's why these two children were called Ephraim and Manasseh, because the Sumera and Aseh Toiv is the tikkun that's going to happen over here in Mitzrayim at the end of Sefer Bereishis. But as we know that the Ikka Avoid of Yosef was the Avoid of Sumera, and therefore that's why Yosef called his first child Manasseh Kinashani, which, as the B'Shem Yishmol says, represents the Avoid of Sumera. Now we have arrived to this part, to the part of the Shay, where we have terminated discussing the Sumeira, that Yosef Tzadik succeeded in being Metakein, him and the whole Mitzrayim, by making them Ham Mekayim Mitzvah Bris Milah. And now is the time to bring about the Tikkun of Ba'asei Tov. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do it now in this Shay. We're going to be concentrating on showing you that after Yosef had completed the Avoid of Sumeira, is now the second Avoida of Gan Eden, and that is the Avoida of Asay Tov, and that's what continued over here with Yaakov and his sons coming down to Mitzrayim. So this is where we're up to in today's shiur. Just one more Nakuda before we get on to the Asay Tov, is we know that Yosef HaTzadik was very insistent that Binyamin should come down to Mitzrayim. And the reason is because Binyamin was Yosef's brother, and Binyamin was the Hashlama of Yosef's Avoida. Yosef's Avoida was the Sur Meirah, which we said was, that's why Menashe, he called his first child Menashe, Kinashani Elakim Amoli, Amoli is Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me forget the Ra through, he helped me forget the Ra through my Avoida. And because Yosef killed basically the Ra, did the Sumer Ra, therefore he wanted Binyamin to come, because we know that Binyamin, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafnun Eh, was one of the four people who never came in contact with Ra. He never sinned. So therefore the Hashlam of Yosef's Avoida of keeping away from Ra was somebody like Binyamin, somebody who never sinned, somebody who never had a kesher with Ra, and therefore Yosef and Binyamin down in Mitzrayim was the Ashlama of the Avoida of Sur Meira. Anyway, again, that's very, very quick, just summed it up very quickly. Now begins the Avoid of Asay Tov. What was the Avoid of Asay Tov in Gan Eden? We said that was clinging to which tree? To the eighth Hachaim. And the eighth Hachaim is the Torah, Shnema Eitz Chaim Hi Lemachazikim Bo. So the Gan Eden, the real Avoid in Gan Eden was the Asay Tov clinging to the eighth Hachaim. Yosef having cleared Mitzrayim of the Eitz Hadas and the Sumeira, now is basically going to plumb the Eitz Hachaim and make Mitzrayim back into the potential Gan Eden it really is. Where do we see the Torah, where do we see the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hachaim in Mitzrayim? So again, this is very interesting. Yosef's first message to, even before that message, the Pasuk says, Pasuk says in Pasuk Chof Dalet, here in Vayigash, Vayishalach es Echo, Vayelechu, Vayoyim Aleim, Al Tirguzu Baderech, Badorech. Says Rashi, Al Tirguzu Badorech, Al Tisasku B'Dvar Halacha. Don't get too misayin, don't delve deeply into Dvar Halacha, Shleis Sirgaz Aleichem Aderech. Yosef in Mitzrayim now is telling his brothers, don't be Isaac and Eon. So the Sisek HaChomim there on this Pasuk, don't say that Yosef was telling his brothers, you're not supposed to learn Torah on the way. Of course they wanted to learn Torah. But Yosef was telling his brothers, don't learn Be'eon, just learn Bekiyas. What's going on over here? But what you see over here, the roots already of the Eitz Hachaim that Yosef is planting in Mitzrayim, making a Mitzrayim a potential Eitz Hachaim, a potential Mokum of Torah. When Mitzrayim becomes Mamish, the Mokum of Torah that it's going to become, that's the rooting of the Eitz Hachaim, and that's the completion of making Mitzrayim into Gan Eden. And therefore that's why Yosef is telling his brothers, Al Tirguzu, there's a bearer of Eon of Torah, Bekiyas and Torah taking place over here in Mitzrayim. And then the Pasuk continues there, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayares HaGolos Asher Shalach Yosef Losis Oisa, Yosef Tzadik send the Golos. And Rashi says, to remind Yaakov Avinu, the last sugya that we're learning was the sugya of Egla Rufa. Come Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, because we want to continue where we left off. We want to continue because Mitzrayim is becoming now a mokum of Eitz Hachaim, a mokum of Torah. And this was even more brought onto actuality by the very fact that when Yosef HaTzadik and the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk in Pasuk Chof Chesim Vayigash Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef Lohoyreis Lefonov Goyishno, says Rashi, Lohoyreis Lefonov Lohoyreis Medrash Agada Lesakin Loi Beis Talmud Shemisham Teitzei Hora Hora Psak Din. In other words, Yehuda is going down to establish a Bez Din in Mitzrayim. Again, the Torah is now, the Eitz HaChaim is now being established, is now being rooted into Mitzrayim. So we see that's the connecting, making Mitzrayim into Gan Eden, and therefore when these two avoiders have been taken care of, the Tzumira, Naseh Toiv, which is what Adam Rishon was supposed to do in Gan Eden, so we're mamish back into Gan Eden. Mitzrayim is mamish back into Gan Eden. And therefore, if Adam Rishon was punished, that, with the punishments that we mentioned earlier, we're going to see slowly, slowly, at the end of Vayigash, in the beginning of Vayichi, that all the punishments that Adam was punished with were slowly, one by one, being taken away. Firstly, the punishment that was given, that things won't grow, there won't be tvua, which was Adam Rishon was punished, because it's all going to be thorns, and B'zeh Sapach is going to have to work very, very hard for his food, for his livelihood, because tvua won't grow, as we see that was taken away over here, still in Parshas Vayigash, where the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yotef, the saying Zera, and Rashi says, you should see the Rashi in Vayigash, Afal pi shama Yosef oid chomesh shonem ash ein chorish v'kotzer. Yosef said there's still 5 years left to the famine. But nevertheless, mekimen shabo Yaakov le Mitzrayim, as soon as Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim, bo brocha le raglov, v'ischilu le zroya v'chol ha'orov. Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, no more famine. Why? Because the famine was the aftermath of the Chet of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. But now that Mitzrayim is becoming the Gan Eden of Lifnei HaChet, through the Tikkun of the Chet, is therefore, Mitzrayim is a place where Schilu Lizroya, it's a place where things grow again. In other words, they're getting reattached to the Nile. We said in Brachos that the Rashi says that the Pisho in the first river, the direct Kesher between Gan Eden and Olam Hazeh, is the river Nile that flows straight out of Gan Eden into Mitzrayim. And when there was nothing growing, that was as if the connection between Mitzrayim and Gan Eden had been severed. There'd be no Nilus, no Nile Kilo anymore. And therefore, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk Beferish, says Rashi Beferish in Parshas Vayechi, Perig Nun, Pasuk Gimel, says Rashi Beferish, Shekola Harav, Nefisha Baal and Brocha Baragla, when Yaakov came down as Brocha Baragla, Shekola Harav, Bahoyu, May Nilos Mizborchin. The May Nilos began flooding its banks. Mitzrayim were reunited with the Nile. Where does the Nile come from? Gan Eden. Why wasn't there a Nile? Because they had severed Gan Eden. They had made Gan Eden into a land that's called Mitzrayim. But now that they had been reintroduced to Gan Eden, now the Kesh has been reintroduced and the Nile is now pouring forth from Gan Eden into Mitzrayim, and that's through Yaakov Avinu coming to Mitzrayim, and made at that part of the Oynosh of Adam and Rishon, that things won't grow, has now been taken away, and things are growing again. Furthermore, we said also that Adam Rishon was cursed, he's going to have to work very hard for his bread. And there at the end of Ayigash, in Pasuk Yud Beis, says the Pasuk by Chalkel Yosef Bes Echov, Es Ovi Bes Echov, Bes Kol Bes Ovi Lechem Lefiataf. They didn't have to work for their bread anymore. Rashi says Lefiataf, Lefiatzorech, Lechol Bnei, Lechol Beisom. Everything they needed, Yosef HaTzadik provided them. Yaakov and his sons were living in Mitzrayim without the Bezeh HaSapecha Toich HaLochem, without the curse that was given to Adam Rishon, you have to work very hard for your bread. So you see another curse, another of the Oinshim was being taken away. They're back to the Matzav, like Chazal said, Abraham and Azmarech, that if Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned in Gan Eden, everything would have grown. He wouldn't have had to work on the ground, everything would have grown naturally, and like it's going to be Liyosid Lava Yimretz Hashem, that even clothes are going to grow from trees, everything's going to be, nobody's going to have to work at all. And that's exactly how the brothers lived, and Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim. There's no b'zeh pechatoich alechem. That's only as a result of the chet of Adam and Rishayim. But when the chet is now being taken away, is by chalkel. Everybody had exactly what they needed. The last pasuk of this parsha, we have another of the oinshim being taken away, and that is Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen Vayeyachzu Bo Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'oid. Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'oid corresponds to mitzvahs pruvu. How is Chava punished? Beitziv Natoicha, if she should have difficult pregnancies, difficult births, difficult child rearing, a pagam in the pruvu. And at the end, the last words of Parshas Vayigashu Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'oid, that was also taken away. So every oinish that was given to Adam and Rishon and Chava had been taken away at the end of Vayigash, except for one, the most severe of all. And that has to wait till Parshas Vayechi, till the final touches of the Tikkun, where God, Mitzrayim will finally resemble Gan Eden, and then the last Tikkun, the last oinish will be taken away. And this we see in the most fascinating way. What was the most severe oinish to Adam? Me'ofer ata ve'lofer toshuv. You come from the dust and you shall return to dust. Parshas Vayechi is the parsha that takes away that oinish. You don't go back to dust anymore. And therefore Parshas Vayechi is the parsha that Yaakov Avinu in fact died. Yaakov Avinu died in Parshas Vayechi, and yet the parsha is still called Vayechi. Because you know the Gemara in Tanis that says that really Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Parshas Vayechi is a parsha that's mevarer, that if you're attacking the chet of Adam, you don't really go back to the offer. So even though Yaakov Avinu on one level did die, but he really didn't die. The whole birur of not dying, of not returning to the dust, that was mevarer, that was cleared over here in Parshas Vayechi. Because that was the final, the most severe of the chaton of the oinshim handed to Adam and Rishon, and therefore that's why Yaakov Avinu says, "Em namatzasi sim liyachotach ezrechi al nosik mireini b'mitzrayim." Don't bury me, Mitzrayim. I don't want to belong to the offer of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "Al nosik mireini b'mitzrayim." Means that Yaakov Avinu is saying, "I have no connection to the offer at all. That was given to Adam and Rishon, but now, having been metak in the chet of Adam and Rishon, we are now standing back in Gan Eden without all the chavod, without the oinish, without any of the punishments, because we're without the chet." And therefore, that's why Parshas Vayechi is the parsha which shows that Klal Yisrael and Yaakov Avinu cling to the Emesik Achaim, cling to the Eitz Achaim, cling to the Torah. There's already a yeshiva, there's already a Beit Torah in Mitzrayim. And therefore, why? Where do you get Misa from? Eitz Achaim Ilim Achazikim. If we cling to Torah, it's Kihem Chayenu, then we belong to the real Chaim, and there's no Bechin of Afar. And that's why, with that, we can understand why the last words in Parshas Vayechi of Ayisem Ba'oroim B'Mitzrayim. And on Thursday when we began this shiur, we asked what's the significance of Sefer Bereishis ending with the fact that the coffin was placed in Mitzrayim. And we quoted the Sephorna that says to show that it wasn't buried in the Karka of Mitzrayim. We know that Yosef's coffin was put in the Nilus, in the Nile. And the Sifteh Chachomim says that Nile, Nilus, is Gematria Yosef. What's the connection between Yosef and the Nile? But the answer is, you know the connection between Yosef and the Nile is? The connection between Mitzrayim and Gan Eden. Because the Nile is what connects Mitzrayim with Gan Eden. Mitzrayim is also a potential Gan Eden. Kegan Hashem be'eretz mekeres Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says in Lech Lecha. Yosef was the one who's mevarer the connection between the Nile and Mitzrayim. Yosef is the one who showed that the Mitzrayim is a potential Gan Eden, and therefore that's why Yosef is the one who's mevarer more than all that you don't go back to Ofar anymore. Because life in Gan Eden before the Chet is Adam was supposed to live forever. Adam Rishon is basically set to live forever. And therefore, that's why Yosef is Gematria Nile. Yosef, the end of Bereishis is Vayisim Ba'orim Mitzrayim. Don't put Yosef in the Karka. Because Yosef doesn't belong in the offer. Because that oinish of Me'ofa Atov El Ofa Toshuv has already been Mutukan. So that's how Parshas Vayechi is the Hashlama to the final, to take away the final oinish of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. At the end of Bereishis, we see Mitzrayim turning into Gan Eden. We see Yosef and Yaakov, Yosef keeping away from the Eitz Hadas, Yaakov and the sons being the Bechina of the Eitz Hachayim, and everything is fine, everything is back in Gan Eden. And that's how the end of Sefer Bereishis is connected to the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. And that's the significance of Ayisem Ba'aram B'Mitzrayim. There's still one more fascinating thing that we want to discuss before we go on to the next piece, and that is what Eretz Goshen exactly was. Bevan says, people ask, the Eretz Goshen was a town in Mitzrayim. So if you look at the last pasuk in Vayigash, it seems like, it would almost seem like that they were there to stay in Eretz Goshen. Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen. Vayeshev means he sat there as a yeshiva kavua, he wanted to stay there. Vayeyachazu bo. Yachazu is like the lashon of a sodei achuza. Achuza is like an inheritance. Klal Yisrael were handed, were given Eretz Yisrael, is then that's what's called Achuzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Achuzah. As the pasuk says, V'kisavoyo l'Eretz Kanaan, asher ani noisen lachem l'Achuzah. So why are they making V'yeyachuz, who bore an Eretz Goshen, which was in Mitzrayim? Furthermore, what's the repetition? V'yeshu Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen. If it was in Goshen, so of course it was in Mitzrayim. So either you didn't have to say Eretz Goshen, or you didn't have to say Eretz Mitzrayim. But the answer is unbelievable. Because we know that the real chelak of Gan Eden is the bechin of Eretz Yisrael. And that's mefurish in the Bereishis Rabbah Perek Yutef. Ma Adam Arishon, hechnastiv l'toich Gan Eden, v'tzivisiv v'ov al tzivuyai, af bonov hechnastiv l'Eretz Yisrael, v'tzivisiv v'ov al tzivuyai. Just like I put, says Hashem, Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, and he transgressed my word, so too I put Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and he transgressed my word. In the Obiter of Nosson and Perek Lama Dalet, says Gan Eden Nikra Chaim Shenema Eshalech Lefnei Hashem Baratz Chaim Eretz Yisrael Nikra Chaim Shenema Venasati Tzvi BeEretz Chaim Apostle in Yecheskel Perichavav. So Lechoira Eretz Yisrael is the real Gan Eden. Until now, the whole shit has been to prove to show you that Mitzrayim is Gan Eden. So where do you see that Mitzrayim is Gan Eden if Chazal show us Eretz Yisrael is Gan Eden? But we showed Mekoyrus that Eretz Mitzrayim is also Gan Eden. Kigan Hashem Berek Eretz Mitzrayim. But the answer is, we said that there's two parts in Gan Eden. There's a chelik of Gan Eden that's tracked to what's called Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra, and then there's a chelik of Gan Eden that's called the Eitz Hachayim. So too, there's two chalakim of Gan Eden down here. There's the Eretz Mitzrayim part of Gan Eden, and there's the Eretz Yisrael part of Gan Eden. They are both bechinas of Gan Eden. Yosef was the one that went down to Mitzrayim, and he was Mevaro, the part of Gan Eden that is shaykh to the Eitz Hadas, like we mentioned earlier, by not listening to by fighting his Yetzirah, etc. Yosef Atzadik was Mesak in that part of Gan Eden. Then when the brothers brought down the Eitz Hachayim down to Mitzrayim, then they connected to the Eretz Yisrael part of Gan Eden, which is the Eitz Hachayim of Gan Eden. So it's unbelievable. It's like two parts in Gan Eden, because there's two main trees in Gan Eden. And Mitzrayim is one tree, Eitz Hadas. Eretz Yisrael is the other tree, that's the Eitz Hachayim. That's why Eretz Yisrael is called Salach Lefnei Hashem Beretz Hachayim V'Nasati Tzvi Beretz Hachayim, because that's the Eitz Hachayim part of Gan Eden. When the brothers came down to Mitzrayim and they planted Torah in Mitzrayim, then they connected the Eretz Mitzrayim part of Gan Eden with Eretz Yisrael part of Gan Eden. Where, in which city did they connect? In Eretz Goshen. It's fascinating, because we know that Eretz Goshen, yes, was in Mitzrayim indeed, but nevertheless we know it's before the Pasuk in Yeshua. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Yeshua eskol haoretz hazoyis haor veskol hanegev veskol eretz goyshen." So it's mashma that Yeshua divided our Eretz Yisrael was also dividing our Eretz Goshen. Mashma the Eretz Goshen was part of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Radak on that pasuk, "Ki hoya goyshen shel eretz Mitzrayim." It's part of Eretz Mitzrayim, but it's absorbed, it's swallowed into the cities of Yisrael. Vayal to Goshen, you have to go up to Goshen, meaning, because we know that when you go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, you go up. So what does Radak explain us? The Radak has explained us that Eretz Goshen was in Mitzrayim and in Eretz Yisrael. So it's fascinating because the brothers dwelled in Eretz Goshen because they made this chibur of the two parts of Gan Eden. The Tzadaf part of Gan Eden was called Mitzrayim, and the Tzachayim part of Gan Eden was called Eretz Yisrael. So Melech, the end of this parsha and the end of Sefer Bereishis, we can sum up the whole Sefer Bereishis by saying that a connection had been made between Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Goshen. Eretz Mitzrayim had been Mutukan. Yosef had carried out the Sur Meirah, the Avodah, the Adam Rishon was given in Gan Eden, the Sur Meirah. Yosef had passed that Avodah with flying colors, making Mitzrayim into a part of Gan Eden. The brothers came down to Mitzrayim and made the Gan Eden part of Mitzrayim connected to the Eretz Yisrael part of Gan Eden, which is Eitz HaChaim, by establishing Batei Hora and Yeshivas and Al Tirgus Ubaderach by learning Torah Mitzrayim. And therefore they dwelled in Eretz Goshen, which was a bridge between two parts of Gan Eden. And therefore the end of Sefer Bereishis, we're in Gan Eden. And we've been attacking all the chatoim, and there's no more me'ofa atzav el'ofa toshuv. And that's the end by Yisim Aram in Mitzrayim, which is the final hashlama of no more me'ofa atzav el'ofa toshuv. Klal Yisrael belong to the Am HaNetzach. Klal Yisrael are back with Adam HaRishon. Yaakov Avinu is Loimeis, and we're all children of Yaakov Avinu. And that's the tikkun, and that's how the end of Bereishis is connected to the beginning of Bereishis. That's the end of that share, which began, which half of it was on Thursday and half of it was today.